Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I am Ebony. Hey fams.
You got the fro back. It's so cute.
It's grown out so much.
I feel like it's curvier this time.
Yeah, it is. I'm kind of pleased with it. And I'm kind of not because it's still at that stage where I'm just used to, I didn't ever think I'd be used to hair, but I miss my hair and I want it back fast. So I'm going to get braids again at the end of the month. I'm going to try to keep them in until maybe Thanksgiving or so. Yeah, it's
Are you
coming
going
back.
home for Thanksgiving?
I am not going home
I
for Thanksgiving.
am.
Oh,
I feel
dang.
Like you should go.
I don't know.
Because all the kids are coming.
Everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, I got to see what my money's looking like. But I don't know, because, you know, well, I can work there, honestly. I don't know. I might see what I can pull out of my hat.
Everybody's coming home. So.
Okay, well, there's time for me to plan this. I just really got to get there,
Okay.
honestly. Okay,
All
that might be something I can do. And then I get to see little baby Z. So,
yes, that's why I'm like, everybody.
where's everybody? I guess we can discuss that later. Arrangements and sleeping and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool.
Cool. Anyway, let's get into this
question now.
What are you drinking?
I'm on water because I'm on medication. Okay.
Samesies. I have another live and I need to be sober.
Need to be coherent. Yeah. I'm on Percocet 10s. And so, right. I'm taking halfsies, but I'm going to take a hosies and I'm going to go to bedsies after this because.
Well, let's get this done then. Let's get into this grown ass woman breastfeeding her husband.
Ooh.
How do we feel about this?
We feel like that's stupid as fuck. And that's weird.
I mean, it is a fetish.
That's so gross. Although I've never tasted Blue John, as my grandmother would call it. But
what?
She used to call breast milk Blue John. I don't know. I don't know where it comes from or why it was that. I don't know. But Blue John. I don't want to get somebody else to do it. I'm not even sure why.
Blue John is a derogatory term for skim milk, the lack of fat in milk.
Oh, well. I don't know why she called that. That's what she called it.
I had to Google it because I'm like, I never heard that shit before. Blue John.
And I guess it is. I mean, it's some for it. I don't know. It's just gross, though. I do know that much.
It says it's watery and has a bluish color.
Oh, the breast milk does?
Yeah. No, it's skim milk.
Skim milk has a bluish color?
No, that's what Blue John is. That's what they call it. That's why they call it Blue John, because it has a bluish tint and it's skim milk.
It's fucking gross. Oh, okay. So, okay.
Anyway, go ahead. Breast milk. Dude.
Yeah, no. What's the protein he's getting out of? What is he getting out of it other than just being?
The same protein that the babies get out of it. What are you talking about? Breast milk don't stop working because it's not age appropriate. It's still got the same vitamins in it.
She gonna be producing milk until she got down 80.
Listen, you know, after I had In Between the Girls, I never stopped lactating.
You didn't have no grown. It was
I had a 4 year old and a newborn. And between the 4 year old and the newborn, those 3.5 years of me not being pregnant.
Yeah, but were you still breastfeeding them?
breastfed. Janai's the first one I breastfed. The last one. I never even
Okay.
breastfed Gianna. My
So,
milk just never went away.
but eventually it did. Did you still
After
lactate?
long after Janai was born.
Yeah, but you don't have nothing keeping it going. Bitch, she's gonna be 80 because this dude is still gonna be on her tits sucking off the Blue John at fucking 80 because he. No. What? I just. No.
No,
It's
not at all.
a hard no for me.
Well, you know, it's a kink.
I do know that, and I want to say it's a group of them. Well, of course, it's a group of them people that do that, and I have to say them people like that because them people are strange.
Why are they, what makes them strange?
If you do something and you have to, you kind of squirm to let people know that you're doing it. It's fucking weird. And everybody knows it's weird. And you know everybody gonna think it's weird. If you say, oh, I ain't pussy, and you feel uncomfortable about it, it makes other people around you feel uncomfortable about it because you feel uncomfortable.
They're supposed to walk around and be like, yeah, I'm a lactophiliac.
Yeah. That's what they call lactophilia.
lactophilia. Yeah, those are the people that love it. Milk fetishes, that's what it's called.
I wish somebody would have.
Erotic lactation. So
Ooh.
erotic lactation is when you massage the breast and get them ready and get them all extra engorged,
Like some
then
others.
you partake.
No.
No?
No. I don't like it.
Well, I won't say that when I did have the milk, there was no way within that 3 year, 3.5 year time period that you could suck my breast and not get milk. So there was some involuntary lactose giving during that time
Okay, I just
because I could not make it go away. So
but
I
he
remember I used
but
to
that
chase him
person
around the room
didn't.
with my milk. I used to squeeze my breast and chase him with the milk. Like I used to do all kinds of shit because the milk was just there. And I was steady. I was in my early 20s.
Oh my God. So did that person continue to when it came out into their mouth, did they keep on sucking it? Yeah, because
No,
that does
they
fucking weird.
no. He would just suck it. And then when it started, then he would stop and he'll move to the other one. So yeah, but I ain't gonna say he ain't never get no milk in his mouth, but I'm just saying he wasn't sitting up in there like suckling.
Right, because that'll be like I understand you'd be like, oh, what the hell? I get,
But
and then you
it's
have that
sweet. It
reaction.
don't even taste like that. You ain't never tasted breast milk?
I'm sorry, I have not.
You taste everything that the kids eat, so why would you not taste the breast milk?
Because I don't want to fucking know.
Well, it's sweet. It's sweet tasting. I
Yeah.
taste everything my kids ate, so yeah.
Oh, well.
You
Kumbaya to you, bitch. I don't care. I don't want it.
But yeah, so basically, there's basically four different types. After I saw this little, I think this was on what the Shade Room. After I saw it on the Shade Room,
There's four
actually one of
different
our
types of
listeners.
weirdos.
No. One of our listeners sent the lactation stuff to us. So me, I always go down and do my research. So there's actually four different kinds of lactation fetishes or milk kink. The first one is ANR, which is adult nursing relationship. So this is an actual woman actually nursing a man, and this can be either in role play of him being like a child and she being like the mother child type of relationship, or it's just 100% suckling. And then the second kind is breast pump, breast pumping. So some people get aroused by the sucking of the breast into the pump because the nipple goes in and kind of does like this. So some people are kind of turned on by that. And also, the milk that is produced from it. So, and then there's lactation prostitution. Not to be mistaken with surrogate feeding. So lactation prostitution refers to breastfeeding another adult for money. So this is getting paid to
Stupid.
let people suck on your titties.
That's so stupid.
And
And
they said that it's very taboo,
that's
but there
not
are
right.
actual women that just keep their producing milk in order to get paid from it.
Well, I'll do about just about anything to make some money. So, I mean, that changes the coinage.
I wish I had
Changes.
known this was a thing when I had them 3 years of milk being still in my titties after a kid, because I could
Well, you
have.
could have sold it. You could have sold your milk anyway, because when people buy,
Yes, I didn't even think about that as a, that's a lactation surrogate. I didn't even think about that, It wasn't a thing that I knew of. And then there's lactation BDSM, which milking and force feeding. So this would be the dominant partner could demand milk from the submissive
You're gonna suck these titties.
and
You're gonna get this
force
milk.
them, huh?
I said, you're gonna suck these titties. You're gonna get this milk.
You gonna get this milk. Take this milk.
Fuck
Yeah,
you.
and so it's by force, getting the milk from them, just knowing that the person is lactating and you have to do everything you can to fend and try to get the milk from the breast. So it's kind of like wrestling, but you're kind of keeping your breast so they can't. I don't know. That might be kind of erotic right there. You know what I'm saying? Because I like wrestling, so.
I guess we could pretend that we're doing some lactation BDSM, although I know it's gonna be coming out. But yeah, I'll do that.
Well, those are definitely the four that I found that are related to lactation, the lactation kink that was inspired by the couple.
That
I
is
mean,
so weird. I just can't.
they said it makes their marriage stronger. Their bond has gotten better because of it. It's a heightened level of intimacy. And I could see it being a high level of intimacy because it's a level of intimacy with you and your child. It's like a bonding with your child. So I guess it's a bonding while he's sucking on your titty, you looking in his eyes. He looking in yours.
Sorry, I just can't get with it. I'm sorry. Want your big ass head in my lap looking down at you, holding your big ass head. No. No. Absolutely not.
Here for it.
Got a burp in your ass too? No.
Too funny. I mean, it is what it is. So did you hear about the little dance mom who was on the pod was on a podcast? Her name is like Abby Miller. She was on this podcast and she was talking about people that she was attracted to, and she said she's still attracted to boys in high school on the football team. And they had to shut down the end the podcast because of her talking about how attractive she is to young boys on
Abby
the
Miller, she
football
was
field.
the dance teacher, wasn't she? Wasn't she the coach?
I don't know. I just know she was on the show. I don't know if she was a teacher or not.
I feel like she was, I can't Google her right now, but I feel like she was Abby. I thought she was the teacher. Or is she from My Big Fat? I'm Big Fat and Happy or whatever that show was called on TLC. The
It says
dance.
Dance Moms.
Oh, Dance Moms.
Dance Moms.
God, I feel like she was, what she looked like. Yeah, she was the coach. She was the teacher. She had already went to jail for something else. I thought she just got out of jail not too long ago.
Well, she says she like boys. Young boys.
Oh, What's wrong with folks? She could have just been sitting there for attention. I don't know. But
Well, the
why
show
that
got shut
though?
down, and she went and did like a. She spoke about it afterwards, and she was like, "Okay, well, maybe not actual high school, but they got to be able to be at least old enough to go to a club. Like that's still 18. I mean, 18 is considered an adult, but that's still somebody's child, like up in high school, most cases. So we definitely shaming her."
Yeah, Abby's. Yeah,
Abby
Abby.
Miller.
Come on, man. Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You grown. You're supposed to be grown out here.
And she is grown too. So, no.
Straight grown.
Grown as fuck.
Did you hear about the NBA player for the Houston Rockets who basically choked this girl so hard that she done broke her back or broke her neck, snapped her neck?
She did.
Well, she not dead. He didn't snap the neck, but he broke the neck.
Oh, while they was having
That's
sex?
how hard he choked her.
Were they having sex or he just was choking her?
No, he just did it. So I didn't know that she was a former WNBA player. Her name is a Star Chris
Let me see her.
Gondrika Zika. I don't know
Show
how
me
to
her
spell
phone
her
because I don't
middle
know.
name. Gondrezick. Gondrezic.
You got a picture of her?
I'm rolling with that.
You know, people.
And then his name is Kevin Porter. This is a picture of both of them. That's her.
Okay.
And that's him.
Back to phone. Okay. I don't know him. And I definitely don't know her from the WNBA. She's cute, so she's paralyzed.
This is from Baller Alert. It doesn't say if she's paralyzed or not. Just says that she finally broke her silence about everything because this happened a couple days ago, and
Oh.
she's just asking the press to refrain from judgment. He's at currently under arrest. Well, he's currently out on bail. He had like $75,000 bail, being charged with assault and strangulation. So, but yeah, they basically received a 911 call about the attack, and when they got there, they found her, and yeah, he had fractured the vertebrae in her neck,
Damn.
from choking her.
Do you know how hard you gotta choke somebody with your bare hands and how long you have to? That's strangulation. You know how long you have to be strangling somebody for that to happen? That is, I mean, it takes 4 to 6 minutes just to kill somebody when you're choking them. So, damn. Then just the force, like, he's not here a basketball player, so he probably
I
got
think
big
he
ass
was
hands.
choking, and I think he was. Yeah, I don't think he was just. I hope not, because that mean like he just crushed it.
We used to this like crushed it, exactly crushed it. You know, she looked like she got a skinny neck too. Like money, wouldn't nobody be able to do that unless they had like huge Shaq hands. But
Well, he is an NBA player.
that's what I'm saying. He got big hands. She probably got a slender neck. She looks like she does. Ooh, that teaches y'all people with those small necks.
Let me see how tall he is.
He at least 6'7".
Well, yeah.
You know what I thought about while you was doing that? I mean, while you was telling me that story? Why do people say drowning?
Drowning?
Instead of drowning, why do they put a D in it? You never heard
What,
nobody
is
do
that the word? No.
that? I don't know. I was gonna look it up,
He's
but I
six
figured.
four.
Okay, he's shorty.
He's 6'4".
Well, he's suspended.
Shoot, he'd be probably beyond suspended.
Well, thank goodness she
That's
didn't die.
crazy. Yeah, thank goodness she didn't die, but he is all over the news. We are, I mean, come on, guys. Like,
I can't believe people still putting their hands on folks. That shit
yeah, keep
is so
your
fucking
head. That's
80s.
how old. Wait, that ain't 80s. That's so 1950s. That shit
No,
is vintage. Y'all getting
people were still getting their
hands.
ass kicked in the 80s. People were still getting
Hey,
ass
in the 80s, they was getting real ass whoopers. Cause I know I done seen so many ass whoopers in the 80s.
Yo, me
Domestic
too.
violence ass whoopings at
Yo.
concerts, at the park,
Shit.
back in
Up
the
until the
day.
90s. We were talking about up until the 90s when we was in 90. Shit, at least 94, 95, 96, 97. Somebody was still getting their ass kicked
I mean,
in the state
people get
of
their ass
Florida.
kicked every day, you know? People get their ass kicked every day, but I
Yo, that shit
mean,
Wade. If you are still putting your hands on a woman and beating her up, that shit is so fucking lame. You are a lame-o. Fucking lame.
if you are getting your ass beat and you want to get help, call 1-800-799-7233. That is the domestic of National Domestic Abuse and Violence Hotline.
Yeah, because that
1-800-799-7233. Because
you better
it's
get
just it's that's so old school. Don't get your
it
ass beat
is
no more.
giving a burning bed. That's what the fuck's gonna happen. Put your fucking hands
It's
on me.
giving hot grits.
It's giving hot fish grease.
It's giving jail time if you put your hands on me.
It's giving you gonna catch one of these non-bullets. Exactly.
Yeah, craziness. But yeah, keep your hands to yourself.
Please.
Women included. Because I don't know why y'all think y'all
Oh
can still
yeah.
be out here hitting on men and think they're not gonna hit your ass today.
And teaching their kids to do it, and teaching their girls to do it. These girls are getting strung up like some like a bag of biscuits. I couldn't think of nothing else to
Can't
say.
see yourself. Bag of
Yeah.
biscuits.
Thing nothing else, but they get in. These girls are getting these hands laid on too. Oof.
Yes. So, this topic. And this is, and I asked you this because you've been married twice, and I too have been married twice.
Okay.
Is it a deal breaker if the guy does not buy you a ring? Is having a ring that significant?
No, however, comma, it's not, no, that's not a deal breaker for me. But when I do get my ring, he better be a nice one.
But what if he don't ever get you a ring? If he just was like, I'm not gonna get you a ring because I'm saving to buy us a house.
Well, that would be different because he's saving towards something, so I would understand. But if you just not buy me a ring because I don't need that symbol of your love, then it's a problem. But you got to be saving. Like that is the symbol. That's the symbol of the love. Like that's the symbol. That is. But if you
But
are
is
doing it
it?
for
That's what society has told you is the symbol of love. Is that really the symbol of love?
society has told me a lot, and I have to live by the rules and laws of the land. So yeah, in society right now, I would expect a ring, or I'm sure people do, because that's the fun part of getting engaged and not just saying the first. When you say you're engaged, the first thing people do is look down, look at your fucking hand.
Okay. All right, so say we go along with the norm. Does it have to be a diamond? And does it have to be 3 times his income, which is supposed to be the norm?
It does not have to be that. No, I would even settle for. I like diamonds, I would settle for diamonds.
Yes. So for me personally, I don't feel that you have to have a symbol wearing on your finger. I don't. Because if you can walk around, people walk around every day without a ring and you don't know that they ass is married and they still remain faithful and stuff like that. I feel like it's up to the individual for you to be able to be like, I'm married. Like, you know, because people these days don't care if you got a ring on your finger or not. So it can be as big as it can be. If they want you, they're gonna try to get you.
Gonna say, baby, that's just enticing. Ooh, he really love you, but what that mouth do? But what that dick do? Ooh,
Right.
I hear so many things. And I mean, not to make this about me. However, no, I really, if we're working towards something, if you say, you know what, how do you feel about us putting this the ring money towards the house money? I'd be like, cool. Even car money, even a car. I would, shit, I would have rather had the car than
What
the
if he
ring.
like, I just need to pay bills so I can't buy you no ring?
It's giving, you should have saved your money for these months that you knew you was gonna ask me to marry you. You should have saved up
I just
for it.
don't feel like, I mean, yes, the both times that I was married, I did have a ring. The
Nice
very
ones,
first
though.
ring, huh?
Nice ones.
No,
The
my
first
first ring was
one.
not. My first ring was like little chiclets, like you would have had to get a magnifying glass
Teeny
to
tiny.
see the diamonds. But I was so proud of it. I wore it like it was a freaking
Right.
18 carats, and I had to hold it my hand up with two fingers. So it's never really mattered to me. I'm not a big bling person. So my second marriage, I guess he was testing out the waters, and he was like, I know you don't like big diamonds, but we're like, what diamond is too big? And so I had just went on the website and found this, like, it was like a 3-carat solitaire ring, and I was like, that's too big. And so that just so happened to be the ring that he was about to buy me. And so he literally had to cancel his order and downsize my ring because he didn't, because I felt like 3 carats was too big. I just feel like it's just ridiculous. You don't, and then like my last ring was black, was a black diamond. Like I do, just do something different. Buy me a birthstone, you know, do my birthstone, do your birthstone. Hell, I don't care. Like I don't care that it's a diamond. I'm not a diamonds are girls' best friend kind of person. You know, I'm not. And if we don't get a ring, it's not a deal breaker for me either. Because I mean, I know who I'm married to, you know who you married to. I mean, if you're gonna cheat, you go cheat. You're gonna cheat with it on, you're gonna cheat with it off. So
I don't even think the ring is for that purpose to
yeah, but
not
people always think, well, it's a deterrent. What is it? Who? Deterring you? Is it must be a reminder for you that you're married. You should know you married. So I don't know. I'm just not real big on, I don't need a big I don't need a diamond. I don't need a diamond. So
Well, speak for yourself, honey, because I do need one because I need one, not because I want to need, because I do. And the bigger the better. I got
okay,
big feelings.
another scenario. So what if he buys you the biggest diamond each?
The biggest dumb who?
Dominique, those are like the man-made diamonds, not the cubic
They
zirconias,
call
like
them
the
something else where I'm from. Jeez.
I mean, how many women actually go get they ring appraised? Like you something you don't know if he could be a big ass cubic zirconia you walking around with.
I guess they could. They could be ordering them shits off of Facebook or whatever, because they be shining, they be having those shiny diamond rings on Facebook all the time. I mean, I guess it's just to each his own. I prefer prefer my ring to come from Zales or
Jared.
Tiffany's or Jared or Kay's or any of those places. Not the random kiosk in the middle of the mall because you can't trust them. But I mean,
Right,
just
what would you be upset if you went and got your ring appraised after being married for 10 years and only to find out that it was not real? Are you
yes,
mad? You're mad.
I wouldn't be mad. I'd be just like, really? Because I know this is probably what you could give me, what you could afford at the time, but you just not even going to try to upgrade me at all and give me something real, not even in a 10 year. Like, I'm not even worth it, like, at all. You just want me to, I'm going to get my ring clean and the ring melt in the cleaner. No. He didn't buy this for me because that my telltale was, so I walked in like, okay, we can clean that for you. What's the name of the account? And I'm like, Sims. And they, oh yeah, we'll clean that for you right now. So okay, yeah, it's a beautiful choice. Yeah. Y'all better check.
Well, I feel as far as that goes, if we've been married for years and you got me thinking my ring is real and it's not, like you basically been lying to me for 10 years.
What else are you lying to me about?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm in my feelings. If I know from the start that my ring ain't real, and you know, that's different. But if I'm walking around thinking that this ring is real, I feel like we got fake love then. The ring
Oh.
is fake, the love is fake.
Oh, for sure. Like you deceived me. Like you, I'm telling my friend, look, girl, look.
Look, girl, fake
And they're
ass
like,
ring.
your ring is hot. And then it's not. I would,
Yeah.
my feelings would be so hurt. I'd be devastated that you not even would try to even do better in the 10 years that we've been married.
Right.
On a 5 year anniversary or 10 year anniversary, like, babe, just let me upgrade you. Who don't want to do that? And then I know you're cheating on me. I know you're lying to me. Ooh, I know everything about it. What's your name? I can't even trust your name with you.
Can't
No way.
trust it.
Not at all.
Can't trust it at all. Oh, I got a new toy. I forgot to get it. Let me go get it real quick. I can't believe I forgot to bring it up here.
Almost getting sleepy.
No, I was making jewelry. Oh, this thing is so exciting, okay?
Hold on. I can't see you anymore.
Oh, that's because I was just talking, but I wasn't up here yet. Okay.
Oh, this seems like a goodie. Wait a minute. This is a lot. What the world? That is so perfect. That's for the anal and the douche and the douche and the Watusi.
Yes. But I mean, I like it because like it you can.
That is
So this,
cute.
listen. I need a girlfriend because you can use it as a strapless strap on, like this goes in her or you or whatever. Or you can anal and inside, or you can clitoris. And inside, or
You can
you can't
pay.
peg, you can't, it's too big.
No,
You can
this side.
fuck somebody with it. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of awkward shaped, but yeah, you could. Yeah, you could peg somebody with it. You could, but you came with this because if you stick this in
That is
someone's ass,
massive. You fucking up.
you
Yeah.
fuck them because this is the same size as my hand.
That's
So yeah,
crazy.
but let's get into all the shit that it does. Oh, it does so much. I haven't used it yet. It was downstairs charging. That's the reason why I forgot about it. Okay, so let's turn it on. All right, so it's on. Do you see it going up and down?
Wiggles, 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 wiggles. Yes.
All
That
right.
is.
That's
And that
this.
vibrates too. Oh my gosh.
Yes. It's like pulsing in and out. It's like tapping.
The thing is
It
like a
goes faster
bobblehead.
and faster.
That is nice. That's what you should
I
have sent me instead of this
know.
other one.
Huh?
You should have sent me that instead of this other one over here.
I just discovered it. It is so, and it's really nice and soft.
Yeah, I like
It's
that
soft.
material. I like
Yeah, it's
that.
a really nice smooth material. And I just like this, like it goes
It's
in. So it's
squishy.
like,
Oh.
yes. Yeah, I like it. It's great. I
Nice.
haven't used it, so
Where did you see
I'll let you
that
know
at?
how it is when I use it. But I'm like, I need a girlfriend. This is so such girlfriend type of toy.
Were you in the toy store and saw that, or just happened to see it online or something?
I saw it online. You know, I just see. So
No.
me and the RTs have a little folder of just toys, and so we just upload them, and he'll randomly buy one, and I'll buy one, and you just have these a surprise. So this was my surprise when I came back from my trip.
Okay.
It was in there. I had picked it out, but yeah, he bought it. So yeah, I'm like, yeah. But yeah.
Cool.
So I don't know the name of it. I don't recall what
Two-ply
the name of
glide.
it
This is
is.
what it looks like.
Let me see it. I can look it up real quick.
The two-sided
What's the
Watusi.
name? I do know it's a strapless strap-on, but I don't know the actual name. So let me go look and see on my little list. I don't know, because I guess after you buy it, it comes off the list, so it's not on here. Okay,
Oh.
well, I don't know the name of it, but yeah, it's super cool and it just does everything. I like it. I can't wait to
And
use
well, you
it.
can't come on here and not tell the people what you bought. So have your shit together next time when you buy new toys.
I
Because that was
forgot. I mean,
interesting.
I literally forgot about it. It's my bad though. It's cool. It's a cool toy. I'll get you
But
guys
that
a
one was
name. It'll
super
have a
cute.
name. I'll make sure I picture it and post it on Instagram with its actual name. So, but yeah. That's my toy.
That is a toy. I like
What
it.
you got for this? Say my name, though. Say
Ooh,
my
say my
name.
name. Oh,
Say
okay.
my name.
I haven't heard that
You
in
like
so
my
long.
earrings?
I do.
I
Happy
made
Pride.
them. Aren't they cute, my little pride earrings?
They are very cute. You look very cute on you. Okay, ladies, if you are reading this, thank you. It's about damn time. Okay. Excuse me, bitch. My name is Rachel. I'm 26 and engaged to a 39-year-old man. He doesn't allow me to work, so I stay home all day, clean, cook, organize, or whatever has to be done. He makes the chores for me and expects everything to be completed by the time he gets home. If it isn't done, he puts me in time out, and I have to watch him have sex with other women. Hold on. If there
What?
are no, honey, if there are no chores, I must wear makeup, hair must be done, no sweats or yoga pants are allowed. I tell myself I'm only enduring all of this because I do attend online courses that he is paying for. I have 2.5 more years to go. I mean, rent-free shelter in school and a spa day once a month. My friends call me stupid for not leaving, but I need this degree. Should I leave this guy? Oh, I am black and he is white. Sometimes I feel like his slave or bedwench, but again, I need that degree. I'm a liberal arts major with a minor in music. Please help me with this decision. Look, I cannot.
Okay, let's dissect this. Let's dissect
Oh.
this. Siri, let's dissect it.
Cause she like let me know if I can help. Girl, be quiet.
Yes. So she has to cook and clean every day.
Every day.
And if she
From the
doesn't,
chore list that he provides.
oh, from the list that he provides, and if she doesn't, then she has to be put on punishment. And her punishment is time out and or watching him have sex with other women as a punishment. And when she doesn't have any chores, she must be made up to perfection
It's a
and fully dressed.
No sweatpants or yoga skirt. I'm already fired. He already fired me. He's paying for a school though.
I mean, I'm all for, I am, I will tell you guys that I am all for putting up with some shit to get some shit that you want. However,
However,
new age slavery, I ain't about to do it. Just a
cooking
fact.
and
This
cleaning.
I don't even want this to sound like it's racist, but just the fact that it's a white man putting me in timeout and punishing me is a problem for me. Not only is it a problem for any man, but just the fact that it's a white man makes it even worse.
I think what makes it worse for me is that it's a chore list.
It's a
And
honey-do list. Women make honey-do lists for their men all the time.
yeah, but how much of that honey do? Well, you got me different from mine. I can make a honey do list, and that list will sit until he's ready to do it. It's not a
No,
must.
my honey will do the list.
My honey look at me like, if I'm available on Saturday, I'll take care of a couple things on this list. But when I'm off work, honey, I'm off work. So, what now?
My honey do the list. That's all I'm saying.
Your honey do the list. My honey is like, you better do the list. What is it that you can,
I
what is it that you can take care of on the list while I'm open, while I'm cooking and cleaning, while I'm out working
help
straight?
you.
Right. He's like, now what? Because no, sir. No.
I'm gonna make him a list. I'm gonna make him a list.
Who?
And
The artist?
the artiste. I'm gonna make him a list.
And report back.
And have and see. Well, I already know if I ask him to do things, he's gonna do it. But I'm gonna make him a list. And if there's
Make the list.
anything that he don't do on the list, I'm gonna tell him, now go get your ass in timeout.
Record it.
And then if he don't wanna get in timeout, I'm gonna go find somebody else for him to watch me have sex with.
No, you go get put him in timeout, and then you go get on bed and play with your toys by yourself. And then no.
You know what? Listen, there is an actual chair right in our room in the corner. So I'm gonna make him sit in the corner.
Facing
Okay, you got it.
the bed.
You
Yeah, and
got it.
then I was gonna say record it, but don't record that part for me. Y'all can record that for each other. But I'm saying
No, I'm not recording it,
I
baby.
wanna record the list part. I'm saying record that part, record yourself giving him the list, or
Okay.
record the list, write the list, stick it on the refrigerator.
I have to think of some stuff because you know he takes care of everything
He
already. I
does.
don't have anything else. The last thing I
Girl, I
have for
can
him to
prove.
do is put up a clothing line in the laundry room, and he did that already.
I wish I would make a list. I'm gonna make a list too. I'm
Make a
gonna make a
list.
list. I'm gonna put it on the refrigerator,
Make
and
a
I'm gonna
list
tell you.
of make it make a list of 5 items just because 3 is not so intimidating.
Yeah.
Five, be like, make a list of 5 things.
Swiffer, unload the dishwasher, vacuum upstairs,
And
clean the
you gotta name some
downstairs
something that needs to
bathroom.
be fixed.
Oh, it ain't. It ain't never gonna get fixed.
I know, but you have to put it on the list.
I can't even
That's
think
our
on
homework. Our homework is to make a list.
Lord.
We're gonna photograph the list And we gonna ha you gonna have to video yourself giving him the list.
I will.
Set the video up of you giving him the list and his reaction to the list. And we gonna air it.
Because let me tell
I'm
you,
gonna do it too. I'm gonna do it too. We gonna air
I'm
it.
going to get
Cause I
cussed
already
out.
know
I
he gonna
can
talk shit, but he gonna do the list.
He, this one over here is gonna be like, you work from home. You can do the list and work at the same time. Okay, but I'm gonna make the list because I just know. Anyway, back to Rachel.
Rachel, you need to leave him.
I think was probably, I'm thinking he's paying for a degree that's like she going for to be an
Law
RN,
school to be a
law
doctor.
school, a
What you gonna do with
doctor,
a liberal arts degree?
and trying to be a music teacher.
Then major in music.
That's her minor.
Ain't no music teacher ever been a music teacher because she had a minor in music. Is she gonna be
Listen,
a music teacher substitute?
I don't know why she chose these.
Rachel, honey, okay, how many years are you into this degree? That's what we need to know.
We got
Like,
2 years
how long
left.
until you graduate? I mean, how much longer do you have to deal with this? Have you been dealing with this since you first started when you had 0 credits?
She
Like,
says she has 2.5 years left for per the email.
oh.
That's a
Two and a
long
half
time to be
years. That's a
somebody's
long
bedroom.
time right there.
And what he look like? Because
And what
if
these bitches look like that he be having sex with in front of you as a punishment? That would be a real punishment for me if my man started, if my man was having sex with a woman in my face and I couldn't partake, that would be a real punishment for me. I
what
would be
she look
punished.
like? What do y'all look
I would
like?
be punished. So if you don't like women, then you just being disrespected, and disrespect is my number one reason for breaking up with somebody. If you disrespect me, you
So, you know what? I said you got a maid and a shade,
having
girl.
sex with a person in my face?
You got rent paid. You don't have to buy food. You getting your school paid for, and once a month you get a spa day. What's included in the spa day? Is it nails, eyebrows, pedicure, or is it pedicure? All the stuff that comes with
That's not really
the
normally a spa
and the
day. A spa day is
massage.
normally massages, facials.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So is that including in her spa day? If all that's included in her spa day once a month, then I'm in. I'll be his bed wench, slave. That's what she says she felt
Sorry, I'm
like.
not doing the slave. I'm not. You know,
She
that's
already
I'm
being a
not.
slave. She already being a slave.
That's why I said it's a deal breaker for me. It's a deal breaker.
The only thing that would have made this worse is she would have been like, he makes me call him massa. If she would have said that, then that's a whole different thing. But she ain't
But
said that you had
but
contact
okay,
with her.
let's be honest. How many times do you think she did these chores and she like, okay, master, she probably done said it in her head already. He just ain't said it out loud.
She probably calling him daddy
Probably
because you know
called
they
him
like that
daddy.
for some
She
reason.
probably called him daddy, right?
Why?
Yes, definitely.
No.
Definitely
That's
calls
why.
him daddy.
What do you mean? Stop calling these people that you're in these relationships with daddy. And then the other thing that I hate, old lady. That's another pet peeve of mine. I don't want to be called anybody's old lady. This is my old lady or this is my old man. That is sounds so it's giving stupid. Don't do that. I don't like it. Oh, that's what you call your
So
that's
you
it.
say
You look like you
stay,
say
I
that.
say go.
What? Ooh, I'm
You
missing
telling her to
something.
stay, I'm telling her to go.
Yeah, I'm saying 2.5 years. I mean, it ain't killed you yet. So I mean, shoot. Now call right back if he says he wants to tie you up and he pulls out a noose. That'll be the only time I would tell you to leave. I'm saying she already in bondage.
I mean, she is, and she's being degraded. Like, I don't like it. I don't
Who
like it.
cares? If she likes it, I love it. Who cares? You want you if you want I tip
Clearly,
all
she don't
the
like it. That's why she's writing into you.
time. That's not true. Let me tell you something. Because when I don't like something, I don't take the time out to write you and be like, I don't like this. What should I do? I don't do that. I'd be like, I'm gonna leave, or I don't like the way this person treated me. I've already addressed it, and I'm at my wit's end, and I'm about to walk out the door, or I need to do something to change it. She's not trying to do it. She didn't say, how can I fix this? What can I do to change things? She's like, please help me with this decision. To what? What's the decision? Because she ain't said she don't leave. Where should I go?
That's the decision. And my answer to her is go.
What I would do is, I would just go get some sweatpants. I put my
You're
hair in. I would be so,
no, because
what's the word?
he's gonna be gonna have a whole orgy. It's gonna be him and a whole orgy full of women. Come on
I
now.
would, what is it? Not misbehave, but what is it when you disobey? I would so be so disobedient. I would wear sweats. I would wear yoga pants. I would wear makeup. All right. It would look like Tina Turner when she was standing there and put her makeup on for Ike. That's how it would be when she was. Like the makeup would be ridiculous. You want makeup, you're gonna get makeup. You want to dress up, it's either gonna be way too much and way too big. I'm gonna do it.
All right. Well, go ahead and take us out. Thank you, Rachel. I don't know. Hey,
Thanks, Rachel.
I say go,
Rachel.
she say stay.
I honestly say I don't care because you're there. You're not going nowhere. You got 2.5 years. Invite us to your graduation. I love celebrating people's
I'm not
accomplishments.
coming. I'm not coming. Don't
Why?
invite me. I don't want to go to her graduation.
So
I don't want to
rude.
go. I don't
That's
want
so
to go.
rude.
Whatever.
Well,
It ain't no
y'all.
ruder than her man having sex with another woman in front of her as a punishment.
I mean, that's true, but that might be her point. That might be her hell. Like me going to all men's gay club is my hell. Like if somebody took me there, that would be hell for me when I was single. That was hell for me. I was like, oh my God, this torture. Ain't nobody gonna talk to me. Ain't gonna be able to do somebody. So that might be her hell. Like you said, that would be hard for you. That would be hurtful to you, not disrespectful.
Anyway, girl,
Anyway,
take us out. I ain't got time.
so unfortunately, I do not have the device that I need to take us out. So I'm good.
All this shit, but you've been
So
doing this shit
good.
for 5 years.
So you can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. If you're looking for merch, that's www.naturallyunbothered.com. Click the merch link. That's www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link. You can face follow us on Facebook, Instagram. What else we on?
YouTube,
We're on YouTube. We are on what's the other one with the TikTok?
iHeart,
Yeah, iHeartRadio. We're on everywhere,
real
so follow us.
TikTok.
We're on TikTok, we're everywhere. On YouTube, make sure that you're subscribing, you're rating, you're leaving a review, and you're in the messages every Thursday when we drop new episodes. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all ain't really been talking to us in the messages like y'all used to. What happened to the one lady who just talked to us all the time? Did you send her her
I don't
stuff?
know.
Oh, you probably didn't send her her t-shirt or
I
whatever. But
did.
anyway,
I did.
you did. Okay, well, maybe she left us when the other person left. So anyway, you can follow us on YouTube, hit the notification bell, all those things. Follow us, like, subscribe, view, hit like. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. I told you about the merch. 305-308-8304. 205-308-8304. Y'all, I'm doing so bad at this. I really need to do better. I don't know the closing. Please tell your friends to tell their host friends to tell their host friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered. Hopefully, I did us right by the email. Naturally Unbothered, the number 2@gmail.com. That is Naturally Unbothered, the number 2@gmail.com. What I miss.
That's it. Until next time, everybody, it's been another great episode of Nationally Unbothered. I am
Goodbye,
Shari,
America.
and
And I
we
love
are
you.
out.
Bye.